Sabbath School Lessons from the Bible. The Promise, God's Everlasting Covenant. How can it be that the Most High of the universe is willing to make a covenant with you? How can it happen that a relationship with your Creator may succeed? Wednesday. God and Israel. I read from Exodus 19, verses 5 and 6. Now therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed, this is the condition, and keep my covenant, then you shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people on this planet Earth. For all the earth is mine, and you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Moses was told by God before the Pharaoh had said, you are allowed to leave. Go! And only a few hours afterwards he decided, oh, I'm a fool. Why have I let them go? And he gathered together his army and they followed the Israelites with their chariots and horses. Now when we read this, we see it's strange. You shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people, for all the earth is mine. We can't believe what is written here. Only if you will obey my voice. If you trust me, if you love me, if you follow me, if you will obey my voice, then you will get all of these blessings. So it was simply great, great. And we know, if we go on reading, it worked only for not even for 40 days. Not even 40 days they were able to do what they had said they will do. They said, we will follow everything. All these words, they put it like this. And all the people, verse 18, chapter 19, answered together and said, all that the Lord has spoken, we will do. And Moses returned the words of the people unto the Lord. And what happened 40 days afterwards? When Moses came down from Mount Sinai, and there was a feast on, and they had made a golden ox and said, this is your God. This God has brought you out of Egypt. Crazy. Crazy. How can that be? In 40 days. So even shorter, they had already made a feast and they had already needed some time to produce this golden ox. So, what for? Why? A month? without Moses, a month without God. And we are not better, aren't we? We are in trouble, and he helps us to come out, to get out of trouble. And a few days afterwards, forgotten. Another problem, and we go anywhere. And he still is full of patience with us. How long will that patience continue with us? How long? That's the question. It will not go on like this. There will be a final phase, a final one. We are close to the end game, close as never before. And it's high time to take time to study God's word, to be together with him, that we understand the Israelites, they were not able to obey because they missed something. Trust and love for God.